Walking your talk. Three words that are possibly the most important words that you can live by as you walk the spiritual path. When I discuss walking your talk, I'm really referring to the ability you have to stay in the values, the spiritual values that you hold dear 24/7. When you're able to respond from the energy of your natural inheritance of love, when you're able to respond with tolerance, compassion, patience, when you're in your awareness, when you make choices, then you're walking your talk. It's very difficult in the world to walk your talk. That's why we call spirituality a practice, and that's why awareness, observation, discipline, effort are tools as we seek to walk our talk. So if you choose to walk in your spiritual values 24/7, you have work in front of you. It is possible your life will be richer and deeper, more meaningful, but that's what walking your talk means. It means living in those values, responding to others, choosing to respond to difficult situations and people, not from the energy that they put out, but from the grounded place that you know you belong. When we walk our talk, we are living our spiritual values 24/7. This does not mean that we tolerate poor behavior from other people. It means that we choose to respond differently than most would. We choose to respond with kindness, and then we make choices. Do you namaste and send a person on their way who repeatedly is disrespectful to you or is negative? Those are choices you can make. That's walking your talk. Do you choose to use a situation with a loved one that's painful as an opportunity to see what value you need to practice more? That's walking your talk. We live our spiritual values in different ways, but when we live in them, we are walking our talk. We're using everything that happens in the physical world as an opportunity to move forward in the energy of love that we are. So where are you? How often do you truly walk your talk? Do you speak your truth to others? Do you do it in a kind way? Are you patient when there are difficulties? Do you look to see what you're supposed to be learning when you're going through hard times? What you're supposed to be learning, not in an intellectual way, but as a spiritual being. How do you walk your talk? I'd like to invite you to build community, to learn more about how you can walk your talk next Tuesday night. March 25th marks the first night that I will have online insight teachings with Selena. Really simple if you're in the Eastern United States time zone, it's 7 o'clock. If you're not, sign up anyway. We'll be recording an hour of teaching on important topics. And this topic that we're starting out with is walking your talk. Each week, I'll be posting a blog topic on Wednesday. And the following week will be an insight teaching online, live, with a recording for those who can't meet with us online, live, or for those who are live and would like to listen to it again. This is a $7 investment. You did not hear that incorrectly. Spirit told me, please charge $7 and $7 only. So you can go to selenamaitreya.com and look for the page that talks about insights with Selena under online teachings. And sign up to join us March 25th and learn how you can walk your talk. I'll be talking for about 30 to 45 minutes on this topic, and then I'll be open to your questions about the evening's topic or your path. If you have questions about how you walk in the world and you need some advice, this is a wonderful place to get it. So please join us next Wednesday and learn how you can walk your talk. Insights with Selena every Tuesday night for $7. I'll see you there.